This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The city of Denver plans to close a number of homeless encampments and offer shelter to more than 200 people this month. It's part of Mayor Mike Johnston's goal to house 1,000 people by the end of the year. But the mayor's office has acknowledged that they'll come up well short of that number. Several hotel and shelter sites are in the works, but infrastructure issues and community pushback have slowed things down. A new partnership aims to improve air quality in thousands of Colorado classrooms. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The pandemic made air quality a global health issue. Now 45 Colorado school districts, the University of Colorado Boulder, and the State Health Department are teaming up with a company called Attune. The effort will expand indoor air quality monitoring systems to 369 schools statewide. Mark Hernandez, a CU Boulder civil and environmental engineering professor, is helping lead the effort.
Monitors will tell us where the sore spots are, but we have to monitor. But monitoring's cheap.
Real-time data will be collected from 3,000 classrooms, giving information about how to improve air quality. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Former Colorado Rapids goalkeeper Tim Howard has been elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame. Howard made 100 appearances for the club after spending 13 seasons in the English Premier League. He'll be inducted May 4th. Heavy snow and strong winds continue for the mountains today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.